Thank you for tuning in to the Read Together UMCNA podcast. Hopefully, these meditations offered by your fellow readers are giving you new insights into the scripture for each week. Don't forget to check out the Read Together UMCNA Facebook page for more thought-provoking observations. We encourage our readers to post their thoughts and comment on the ideas posted by others. Culture often tells us not to live in the past, but instead to live in the now and look to the future. Reverend Ron Schultz reminds us that Scripture often tells us to remember, and that to remember the past is spiritually healthy.
Hear these words from Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 18. Joshua is speaking, "So honor the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. But if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." The people replied, "We would never forsake the Lord and worship other gods. For the Lord our God is the one who rescued us and our ancestors from slavery in the land of Egypt. He performed mighty miracles before our very eyes. As we traveled through the wilderness among our enemies, he preserved us. It was the Lord who drove out the Amorites and the other nations living here in the land. So we too will serve the Lord, for he alone is our God."
Our readings this week carry us through the end of the book of Joshua and into the book of Judges. Joshua serves as the connecting narrative between the days of Moses and the days of the Judges. The book of Joshua actually begins with an ending. Moses' death launches Israel's transition of leadership, and Joshua becomes the new overseer of God's people. Joshua is commissioned to lead God's people through Canaan, the promised land, as God makes good on things promised way back in the book of Genesis. God says to Joshua, "Get up and go. I'll be with you just like I was with Moses." In other words, be strong and courageous. I will be with you. With that, Joshua goes forth leading God's people to inhabit the land. At this point, many people tend to fast forward trying to get past all the detailed descriptions of territorial boundaries, corner markers, and border walls. Who wants to hear about such? But remember, this large portion of the book of Joshua describes what it looks like as God's promise is claimed and the people are led through the promised land by Joshua. It wasn't easy. Battles were fought, land ownership changed hands, new property deeds were drawn up, trust clauses were discussed and enforced, boundary lines were drawn, walls were built, and walls were torn down, and the land of Canaan was divided among the 12 tribes of Israel. Granted, the temptation to fast forward is real, but remember, God's promise of a new land and a great nation is fulfilled. You will remember this promise was uttered to Moses way back in the book of Genesis. And now under Joshua's leadership, God's promise is being fulfilled. In Joshua's own words from chapter 21, verse 45, "Not one of the good promises which the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. All came to pass." Sometimes in the story we see God's people serve and follow God faithfully. At other times, however, the people appear to forget God and wander off, choosing their own way forward. In such times, God calls the people to remember. Remember the promise. Remember and don't forget God's faithful actions in fulfilling the promise of the covenant. Now, I know we live in a culture that says, stop living in the past. Focus on the now. Live in the moment. All that's well and good, but a good memory of the past provides balance. A good memory of the past provides health for the individual and the community. Otherwise, over time, we tend to get the facts all tangled up. We forget God's story and our place in that story. We start to write our own story, and in so doing, we tend to leave God out, and we make ourselves into self-made heroes. We actually start to believe that this is our world, this is our church, and that we get to make all of the decisions. Now, many of us find it helpful to gather at least once a week to hear God's story and remember. The message is clear. In order to follow and serve God faithfully, you need a good memory, remembering your place in God's great story. Don't forget that. I remember as a child in Sunday school singing a song about Joshua fighting the Battle of Jericho. Our teacher said, Joshua led the Israelite army marching around the walls of the city day after day after day, blowing trumpets, and finally the walls fell down. I remember our teacher said, God was stronger than any wall that could ever be built. I still believe that, and I pray for that truth. I don't remember any other songs about Joshua, but I do remember vividly one sermon. The preacher stood before a group of people who were quite proud of their accomplishments. These people were quite certain that their purity and goodness and intellect and hard work had brought them to a place of good fortune in their lives. The preacher said, here's a word of God for you. God says, let me remind you that I've been saving you. I've been redeeming you. I've been leading you from the very beginning. I gave you land on which you hadn't toiled and cities that you hadn't built. You settled in them, and you're enjoying produce from vineyards and olive groves that you didn't plant. Then the preacher said, so now, revere the Lord. Serve him honestly and faithfully. And then he delivers the punchline. Some would tell you, the preacher spoke the words with boldness, daring, and even with great force. What I heard was an invitation. Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Maybe by this point in your journey through Lent, you're rethinking the idea of giving up sweets and you're looking for another Lenten discipline. Here's a pretty good one, I think. Give up your faith in your own goodness and your own hard work and your own intellect and your own achievements. Give all that up and spend time with God, remembering God's story and all the ways God has graciously worked in your life. Don't forget, and by all means, choose whether you're going to serve yourself or serve God.
Gracious God, please continue to give us strength and courage as we choose you each day. Help us to serve you with faithfulness, remembering the ways that you have provided and made a way for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.